This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A lot going on in the news. Hopefully, we'll have David Vigo on with us, our SEIU slayer. Many of you know his story. He's been on the show a half a dozen times. He uses company money, his own money, to fight back with the SEIU. And he was able to, you know, hold them at bay, fight them off, and win. Because he was willing to fight. He had the money to fight. He had the stomach to fight. And it wasn't that he didn't want his employees to have a better place to work. It was because he knew it was going to be worse for them. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. A lot's happening up there on the website. I know, you love when I say that. What? I know you do. My way of keeping your blood pumping. Anyway, the Pelosi came under fire today. I don't know what else to call her because she's like a machine, right? Like this thing you really can't describe. She just keeps going. Doesn't matter what. They'd love her. Yeah, there's a few coming out speaking out against her, but you guys, if you've been reading my stuff or you've been listening to the radio, listening to the show for any length of time, you know how I love quitting now with Long Live Nancy Pelosi. I love her. As long as Nancy Pelosi stays in power, the Republican Party stays in power. You know what I mean? I mean, the amount of losses that she had, the amount of money she spent. And then she comes out and she says, hey, I ain't going nowhere. You know, I enjoy my caucus. They all trust me. They think I'm doing a good job. Yeah, except for the bunch that have been coming out and saying you haven't been doing a good job. Let's talk about them. Even Trump came out, jumped on my bandwagon. I'd like to say it was my bandwagon, but he probably didn't even know me. President taunts the Democrats by saying, hey, keep Nancy Pelosi. It's a good idea. She's a great machine for the Republicans. Right? They're talking about replacing her, and that should be your hint. I mean, we're all saying, no, 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 please keep her. If I was somebody in the Democratic Party, I'd be sitting back going, why do they want her to keep us? I mean, why do they want us to keep her? That's not good. President went on to say, I certainly hope the Democrats don't force Nancy Pelosi out. That would be very bad for the Republican Party. Please. Let Cry and Chuck stay, too. Poke, poke. Poke, poke. I love him. Trump. He tweeted that out. Handful of Democrats in the House have suggested that Pelosi should vacate the top post. Republicans expertly tied Ossoff to the California Democrat. Yeah, no, there's no question about it. They're just out of touch. The Dems are just out of touch with mainstream America. And I'm not trying to, you know, again, they're not going to listen to me. But until they decide to get in line with mainstream America, until they decide to at least listen to them and make it appear like they're heading in that direction, they're just going to keep getting their lunch eaten. On Morning Joe this morning, Representative Kathleen Rice, Democrat out of New York, made a plea for Pelosi's ouster. She said Nancy Pelosi was a great speaker. She was a great leader. But you know what? She's old. She got to go. No, she said her time has come and gone, which translates to she's old and got to go. And that's coming from a New York Democrat. So Pelosi's in trouble. Hopefully she can pull it off and stay, really. I mean that sincerely. Would we send money? Help her out. Well, Rice acknowledged the credit Pelosi has been given by her colleagues for being a great fundraiser. Rice also noted that the money hasn't helped the Democrats win. No, duh. This is the same group that accuses the Republicans of buying elections. That we spend all this money on buying elections. I'm sorry, who spends all the money? Why don't you go back and look at what was actually spent on Republican wins as opposed to Democrat wins? Seriously. The Ossoff race has been the most expensive House race in years. Almost, well, I guess it's been in history. But I don't know if that's relative. Now, relatively speaking, you know, percentages and that kind of stuff. Ossoff's race against the Republicans, again, was the most expensive. Now, HuffPost senior political editor, Sam Stein, asked Rice if she believes that Pelosi be out of touch. A San Francisco liberal. Now, that's the way the Republicans have painted her. She went on to say that I don't believe that she is an out-of-touch San Francisco liberal. She said, I believe that she is not the leader for the future of the Democratic Party. It's really that simple for me. Rice also said that the treatment Pelosi received from Republicans was bad, but that didn't stop her from maintaining the former House Speaker should be ousted. No, we're right. You are losing because of her. You're losing because of the ideas that they have. But I'm hoping if you handed it over to anybody, please hand it over to the Ellisons of the world. Come on. We'll own this place for another 50 years. Americans don't want... Look, I know you guys think that you know, but Americans don't want to go further left. Those ones that don't like the Republicans, they just voted Republican because they couldn't stand you guys anymore... They don't want to go further left, whether you believe it or not. They don't want to get closer to socialism. Any more than most of you want to get closer to conservatism. Conservatism. No, I'm not drinking. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the Real Side. Hopefully, we'll have Dave Bigo on the other side of the break. If not, we'll talk about Cher and how she's coming against Pelosi. Man, you lose Cher, you're out. You know what I'm saying? We'll be back in a minute. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. It's gonna fall. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. Everything is moving in slow motion off to my left. It's just really weird. Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all those things you're afraid to, you've been taught to be afraid of, and you don't have to be. Get the book, get informed, get some knowledge, and you'll see. We're not fearful people. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I also want you to, there's a little button on the right there. It's called Patreon, okay? It's a way for you to support the show. Give up one cup of coffee a month, maybe one hamburger. Some of you can give up two hamburgers. You know what I'm saying? And you know, $5 a month, $10 a month, whatever you can afford to do. If you make a donation of $5,000, I'll actually take the gift to your house. I'll deliver it myself, as long as you live in the lower 48. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Thank you so much for paying attention, being part of the show. and I do appreciate it. I haven't had him on for a while. I gotta have him on more often. I really do enjoy it when he's on with me. David Bigo joins me, the author of Devil at Our Doorstep, and I used to call him my SEIU slayer because he did such a great job in standing up for his employees. David, thanks for being with me.
Well, thanks, Joe, and I have to tell you, talk about the SEIU. Their membership, you know, they're the biggest union in the country. They've got over 2 million members, but in the last month or so, they've dropped by over 400 members because people are decertifying and dropping out of their union, which is great.
Wow. Wow. Well, no, that must be because Republicans are spewing lies and such about them all over the place. Got to be that.
No, Joe, that's what the other side does.
I know. I mean, look at what's been going on. You know, it's really funny. You saw what happened in Georgia. And leading up to that, you heard this was going to be a referendum on Trump, and it's going to, you know, we're going to win up there, and it's going to be the first, you know, and they're talking like they've got it, and they believe they have it. And then when they lost, it's like, well, it's no big deal. It's always been a Republican seat anyhow, and we had no chance. It's like, my God, this is either a sickness, drugs. I don't even know what to call it. They are a lost group, huh?
Well, Joe, that's what they do. You know, they go out and promote themselves and attack the other side and spew misinformation and lies and everything like that. And, you know, say that they're the right thing and everything. And then when they lose, they say, oh, no, it wasn't a big thing. You know, we knew that was going to happen. And I don't know if you heard this, but the Democrats in Georgia actually came out and said, well, part of the problem was the weather down there with the rain and everything. We didn't have as many people show up. So that didn't affect the other side, too?
Well, that was Rachel Maddow was trying to sell that. She was trying to sell the fact that it had to do with the weather. And I said,
yeah,
you know, I'm sure it did. And if the weather was any better, then we would have won by bigger margins, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, right? but it affects both sides. And it's the stuff they spew and that, and it's typical of who they are and what they do. And the truth is, I think the Democratic Party is starting to realize that the far left is taking them down the wrong road. And it might be interesting to see what happens to the party over the next few years here.
I know, David, you know, I got to tell you, I don't know if I agree with you. I think a lot of the mainstream younger Democrats especially think they haven't gone far enough left. I think they think that they're the reason they're not getting in, which doesn't make any sense, is because they haven't implemented more of the progressive, you know, socialist kind of comments. Michael Moore said that the other day when he came out. He said, when is the DNC and the DCCCCCC going to learn that until they go to the socialist you know, principles that people want, they're going to keep losing? They're delusional.
Well, yeah, Joe, I understand what you're saying in that, but the real problem with all that is that, again, it's stuff that they're spewing in that, and that, you know, they're trying to cover their tracks, and the truth is that a lot of these people are being paid to do these things, especially the millennials, you know, either through Black Lives Matter or Fight for 15. And I don't know if you saw the Fight for 15. They have a black guy that's kind of the leader of all that. And he came out and he says, no, I'm not getting paid anything at all to do this. You know, he's out in the streets fighting for this you know, just going after the companies like McDonald's and other people that they want to, you know. And but when it came to the when you really dug into it and looked at it and found out about this guy, he's being paid almost $150,000 a year to go out and spew this stuff and say he's not getting paid anything.
Well, that would require that he tells the truth.
That's right. He's getting paid that by the SEIU.
Yeah. Yeah, I love this stuff. I really do. I know people think I'm sick, but I love when this stuff pops up. I don't know if you know that in that Georgia race, I was talking about this last night, and I said, I don't know if you guys really understand this. The reason the Democrats got so excited was during the primary, they looked at who came out on top. And John Ossoff came out with a little over 48% of the vote, 92,000 votes. Karen Handel only got just under 20% with 38,000 votes. So they go, oh, we got this. But they didn't look further down the list. They didn't look at the fact that the other 11 candidates or 11 of the rest of the candidates were Republicans, and they got a majority of the vote. That out of the top 9 votes, the top vote getter might have been one Democrat, but the rest was all Republicans. And they can't think past their elbows. And I'm okay with that. I'm glad they can't think past their elbows, right? And then you heard Cher came out today, and she took to Twitter, and she said, you know, the question of whether Democrats' House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi may have played a role in John Ossoff's defeat in his race against Republican Karen Handel. She's like, yes, of course it did. You know, she said the congressional race is not Olympics. There's no medal for second place. Admire and respect Nancy Pelosi, but she got to go.
I'm saying,
no, let's keep her. Please keep her.
Yeah, but you know, the problem with the far left, Joe, is that, if people aren't doing exactly what they want them to do and they can't control them, then, you know, it's time to kick them out and, mm-hmm. you know, turn against them. And this is who they are. These people, and again, I think the Democratic Party, and I've talked to, and I have to tell you this, I had dinner last night with a guy that's pretty liberal. And we had a good dinner and a good conversation, and you could tell that he was not happy with the direction where his party's going. And I think we're going to see more of this as this moves along in the far left, you know, these unions like the SEIU and Soros and some of these other people continue to do this stuff. I think some of these people are starting to wake up.
So he thinks they're going too far left. He's willing to admit that this is not, you know, the party he wants to be part of, if you would.
Yeah, I mean, you can get that feeling. I mean, he didn't come out and say it exactly, but you could tell that the dial was turning. And
right.
In fact, it was kind of funny. He says, in the area he lives, he says, you know, there's a lot of Republicans on the boards and that
He says,
I like it.
All right. Hold that thought, because I want to talk about that. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. David Bigo joins me. Don't go far. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
My husband says, you are what you eat. Not true, dear. I did my research. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So I didn't feel the vitamins and supplements I was taking were effective. I didn't feel any different. Then I switched to Protovite, a liquid multivitamin, mineral, and phytonutrient complex. And wow, you've got to see the video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
I don't know. No comment.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855. Come on, you should know it by now. Everybody say it at the same time. 855-732-5563. And I do so much appreciate the time that you are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Listen, send me your email. First of all, go to joe@therealside.com. That's the email you... Okay, you don't want to go there. You want to send me an email to joe@therealside.com. You can ask your questions there if you want. Some of you say you don't want to do it in the chat room. You don't want people to know who you are, blah, 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 whatever. If you're not out in front, if you're not out letting people know what you're doing, then what the hey? We've got to have soldiers out there. We've got to have soldiers out there fighting along with us. Speaking of which... David Vigo joins me, as he does from time to time on the show. He's the author of Devil at Our Doorstep, How He Fought and Won the SEIU, and his employees are still extremely happy. David, thanks for being with me. I so much appreciate the time you're spending with me.
Well, thanks, Joe. I appreciate you helping me get out the word and trying to wake up America to what's going on in this country with the far left and some of these unions like the SEIU.
Yeah, they are very strong, very prevalent here in California, and they got a lot of control, even from within the Republican Party. Now, a lot don't want to hear me say that, but it's a true statement.
Well, it is, and I know that. I know they're stuffing money into the pockets of the Republican Party to help them get reelected or grow their base out there. And, of course, in turn, they want things done for them, and it isn't good things for people of California or the union members.
And they don't even need us, David. They have control of two-thirds of the legislature. There's nothing that they can't do that they need to help push them through. They just, they're done. We're done.
Well, but you have to understand, Joe, their agenda and objective is that they bring down this country, whether it's state by state or all one time, and take it over and make this in a communistic, socialistic type of country so they can control everybody. And they're going to continue to do it, and we just got to wake up America to what's going on.
Well, people don't realize, that like the nurses' unions and some of the other unions, they are all with the SEIU, or the majority of them are with SEIU.
Yep.
And now you're looking at California, the single-payer health care bill. Don't you think they're going to get a few bucks off of that, right?
Just a few, because the SEIU represents, half of their membership or more is health care workers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So you can see the money that's going to end up in the union pockets here in California, which is why they want to be their own country. because they want to be able to do so many things, and probably still want to dip into the coffers of the United States. So anyway, this is all just so crazy to me. All right, two quick things. I wanted to finish up. Really interesting how when some of the celebrities start to turn on people like Pelosi, you know they've got a problem. And the same thing, you know, it's really funny from within their own party how fractured they really are. I guess I didn't really realize a few years ago how fragile that relationship from within is. But it's amazing now in looking at the people fighting from within, talking about how they need to be more progressive, they need to go more left. You know, others, as you were saying, you had dinner with a fellow the other night, and some people feel they're going too far left. The younger people want more socialism. I mean, they've really got some issues to deal with from within, and Pelosi's just one of many they have, isn't she?
Oh, she is, and it's amazing to me that they really will step back and allow her to keep moving forward and be part of their organization. And again, in the millennials, you know, the reason they're like they are is because, you know, think about it. Young kids, number one, they're easy. It's easy to get in their brains and brainwash them and stuff like that. And on top of that, when you're putting cash in their pockets to go out and do these protests and stuff like that, mm-hmm. it's easy to keep them on board. And, you know, so you got them and you got people like Pelosi. And it's crazy. And, but in a different way, I think it's waking up part of the Democratic Party. They're starting to realize this isn't the same party that their parents and their grandparents were in.
No, and the funny thing about it is there was a group of women that I was working with out here. Most of them were Democrats, and it was about education. And I just found out that out of the dozen that were in their core executive committee, eight of them, after speaking to legislators up north, eight of them after trying to change some things about education in the state, who their party runs, they decide to leave the state because they don't see any hope. Their legislators won't listen to them, the people.
Yeah, and you're seeing this. Remember, I mentioned early in the program that the SEIU lost another 400 members or so this past month. And Joe is a group of city librarians, planners, forensic investigators, and others decided to leave the SEIU and create their own union because lack of services from the SEIU, high dues. And the SEIU in their own staffing had high turnover. And according to the HOPS, and the employees who left local, we're giving the SEIU $250,000 a year in dues, and weren't getting anything back for it.
Yeah.
And, it's crazy. And people got to understand what these people are all about. And another thing is, and I know the SEIU is big in California, and they're getting into both parties, but here's another thing. The president of the SEIU local in Iowa is going to run for governor out there. Can you believe that?
Oh, wow. Well, he'll have the money, won't he?
Yes, he will. But, you know, if we continue to have people wake up like this one local did, and, I think the Democrats are going to see, just like we saw in Georgia and South Carolina, they're going to see a losing tide. And I think that's great.
Yeah, I do too. I agree with you. I think that until the left actually sits down and says, look, these messages aren't working. It's not that people don't understand. It's not that people don't get it. But the messages just aren't working. I'm really surprised that they do have some great talent on the left that nobody's figured this out yet. Well, thank God nobody's figured it out. But I'm surprised they haven't figured it out yet.
Well, that's right. That's exactly right. And, what we need is people on both sides of the aisle that are good people and do the right things. Because, I told you I had dinner with a guy the other night, and we kind of got into this a little bit about Republican versus Democrats. And I looked at him in the face, and I said, you need to understand something. I don't care whether you're black, white, yellow, pink, polka-dotted. I don't care what your religion is or what your political bent is. I'm looking for people that are good people, and they're going to stand up for America and do the right things. And Joe, he looked at me in the eye and says, Dave, I'm with you. I'm right behind you. And that's what we need in America, Joe.
Yeah. Well, we've forgotten. We're Americans. We're not Republicans, Democrats, Green Party, Purple Party. We're Americans first. And we've lost. I believe we've lost that. We don't. The majority of people don't think that way. They think party first.
And we've got to get that turned around. But again, I think some people are starting to wake up. More people I talk about, it's kind of on both sides of the aisle, it's getting interesting. But we got to have people on both sides of the aisle get some backbone, stand up, do the right things for America.
All right. So I got to ask you about this. Now, it looked, when I had it, let me see, can I get that thing? Yeah, all right. It almost, I hate to tell you what it looks like, but I won't say. You sent me a game. You sent me a game,
yep.
And the game is called Right On, a conservative party game, because mocking the left just feels so right. I'm on the same page. I love having fun with them. But I'm looking at this and I'm thinking to myself, wow, how do you promote something like, have you played this game yet?
No, I haven't played it. I've got it sitting here in my office, and let me tell you how this all came about.
Please.
I belong to a group called Legatus, which is a Catholic CEO organization, and we meet every month, and we go to Mass, and afterwards we go to a club and, have a happy hour, and they always have a speaker, and then dinner afterwards and that. And the guy that was the bartender at this club, first time I spoke at the club, and they loved my book and everything I had to say, and they asked me to join the next month. And this bartender, he wanted a copy of my book, and I signed one and gave it to him. And he read it, and he came to me, and he says, Dave, you're spot on. He says, I grew up when I was younger in Portland. My family was there in Portland, Oregon. And he says, I know what the left is about and how liberal it is and all the bad things they do. He says, we love coming to the Midwest and living in Indiana and the conservative atmosphere. And, Joe, I have to tell you this. Every month since that time, when I go in, he's got a glass of wine ready for me.
All right. So hold on to that glass of wine, because we have to go for a break, because we both believe in capitalism. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side. David Bigo joins me again after the break. Too fast on the button.
Did you know that your children are the most vulnerable to identity theft? It's no surprise with all the mobile phones, social media platforms, that your children will eventually be a victim to one of the most significant crimes of the 21st century, identity theft. Don't let that happen. Cover your whole family, your spouse, your children, and your parents right now by calling Liberty ID. LibertyID.com is where you go for a significant discount just by using GCN at checkout, or you can call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY.
Today. How to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
I'm Joe Mathieu, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. If you want more information, if you want to ask a question, any of that stuff, or head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy, or the shirts. See, I got one on tonight. See, it says hashtag stand. Stand for America. I've got a couple different versions of the shirt, but I am tired of us, you know, not standing up for what we believe in. Why did it take so long for us to respond to the resistance fools at all these places that were smashing windows and causing violence? We need to show them that we can stand. We're willing to stick up for America without baseball bats or setting cars on fire or jumping on police cars. Seriously. Don't let them just get away with this. I'll save that for the second hour. But anyway, David Bigo joins me, author of Devil at Our Doorstep, How He Fought and Won with the SEIU. And no, he doesn't hate unions. And he doesn't hate his employees. Matter of fact, his employees have a better place to work, I believe. My words, not his, because the union is not in there. David, thanks for being with me.
Well, thanks, Joe, for having me on. And thanks for getting the word out to America.
Yeah, we're trying one voice at a time. There you go. And since we don't have fair and balanced anymore, they're going down the tubes. You know, we're losing Fox. I believe that to no end. And I don't know.
Well, can I speak? speak to that for a minute?
Please do. Make me happy.
If people read my book, I expose in there why Glenn Beck was let go at Fox, and he was let go at Fox because he went after the SEIU and was smearing them on TV, and Fox went after our SEIU went after Fox advertisers. They started losing revenues, and the SEIU said, "Get rid of Fox." And that's the same thing you're seeing with O'Reilly and Hannity and actually the mainstream media across the country, because behind the scenes, the media is being intimidated because the unions go after their advertisers and unless they say what they want them to say. And this is sad, Joe. This is what's going on in America.
Well, and it's union workers in these places like Fox. They may not be part of the SAU, but they are part of other unions, and unions won't cross other union picket lines, and they work with each other, and they talk with each other. So this is not, unless you've grown up like in the Midwest somewhere, you really don't know. You know, growing up in Boston and New York, you see what happens. They do very much work hand in hand, work together for the same, what they believe to be for the same end.
Well, that's exactly right, and the union boss is forcing to do that, and, And of course, as you know, I get a lot of information and emails and letters and articles on stuff about the unions. And one of the things that I've gotten this week that's found it very interesting is, you know, unions were really brought about by the mafia. And I got an article this week that the mafia union ties are still strong. And behind the scenes, the mafia are still controlling this stuff. And that's scary stuff when you think about it.
Did you really think they weren't or didn't have?
What's that?
I said, did you really? See, growing up in Boston, everything has to do with the mafia, right? I mean, if it's making big bucks, then mafia's in there, or the government, which they're pretty much one and the same, are in there somewhere. They're in the pockets, in the bank account somewhere. You know, it's amazing to me that we've pushed them aside and think they don't really exist anymore, if you would.
Yeah, and that's why I brought it up, because it's those relationships and what's going on are still very strong and viable, and America needs to wake up to what's going on.
Well, so I want to get back to your game for a second, okay? Because I was looking at this, and I was looking at some of the categories in the game, which I found to be very heartwarming, if you would. The wussification of America. I like that. I think that's great.
It's true.
Well, it's like the titles in my book.
Yeah, which your book, by the way, is very good. And people out there, Joe's listeners, you need to read Joe's, buy it, and read Joe's book.
I appreciate that. The millennial entitlement. You know, I'm very concerned about the young people in this country. We were just talking about this the other day. And I said, the problem is they've been brought up with progressive teachers. They've been brought up with liberal professors to think that the government does owe them everything. They really, truly believe that socialism simply means that you take care of the old people, you take care of the infirm, you take care of people, when in reality, you can't afford to do that under socialism. You can only afford to do it under capitalism, correct?
Well, that's exactly right. But this is the whole program with the communist socialists is to, through, you know, our educational, you know, high schools and colleges and everything, is to fundamentally change people's minds and directions and turn this into a socialist and communist country. And this is what it's all about.
Yeah, I know. And it's well, this is why I've been on a kick, David, that I've been telling people, when you have children or grandchildren, nieces and nephews and what have you, if you know what the truth is, why aren't you telling it to them? Why are you afraid about what your relatives are going to think or what have you? I actually had a friend of mine call me today. We've been working a lot together, and he's kind of applying these principles to family members, and he got berated by a family member. And he finally said, you know, Joe, I realize I might not be able to hang around with them, family or not. Because it's not, the ideas I want instilled to my children.
Well, and too many people want to be politically correct, and they don't want to, offend anybody or anything
like
that.
They want to be loved, David. They want to be loved.
Yeah, and you got to learn. You got to stand up, and you got to expose people for who they are and what they are, and you got to do the right things for this country and that. And let me finish up on this book real
quick,
or this game, Joe.
Yeah.
This guy As I was telling you, I belong to this group, and we go to Mass, and we go to this club and have drinks and dinner and a speaker and dinner and all that. And he loved my book so much, and he grew up in Portland, Oregon, and he came to my office when he gave me these games, and he says, Dave, my family saw what the far left is really like and how bad they are. He says, we were so happy when we moved to Indiana, and we're introduced to conservatism. And he says, after reading your book and that, we got together and we decided we wanted to put this game together because we want to help wake up America too. And he says, we just want you to help us, you know, expose people to it because we need to move America in the right direction. Mm-hmm. And it was so nice of him. Think about this. This guy was a bartender, okay? And that's still what he's doing today, but produce this game, and they're trying to market it around the country. That's pretty interesting, Joe.
You know, David, I want to get back to something we were talking about. And I'm going to push the game. I'm going to get you and I, you're going to get me in touch with the guy that made the game. And we're going to push it and do what we can on the show to help him move it as well. But I want to clear something up for people. You and I have talked about this before. You don't hate unions. I don't even hate unions. I think that there are some places where unions are required because, you know, bosses are jerks. Companies take advantage of their employees. I get it. But not what we see today. Not that rampant union mentality that the only employee that's being taken care of is a union employee. That's just not true.
Well, exactly right. And I could tell you a story that will emphasize that. I was speaking in Southern Indiana a couple of years ago after my book came out. And, I don't know, there were like 200 people in the room. After I got done speaking, I had two older guys come in. I guess they're in their mid-70s. And they came up and they said, Dave, we want you to know that what you talked about and what you said and everything, you're spot on. And they said, you know, years ago, this company, you see this plant across the street? I said, yeah. You see it's all falling apart and everything is closed down? I said, yeah. They said, we worked there, and we actually formed our own union to deal with the management and everything. And, Joe, you still there?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Oh, okay. they said, you know, we got things straightened out for the employees, and the company did well. And the company and the employees did great for many, many years. And then we had a national union, the AFL-CIO, come in and take over our union. And it destroyed the employees, the union members, and the company went out of business, and everybody lost their jobs because they were there for their own benefit, you know, the union dues for their own pockets and their political agenda. And, you know, they basically put the company out of business. And I said, yeah, this is the problem today, is that we have too many of these national unions instead of unions that are local unions that take care of, you know, their members and that, and they get along with the companies and stuff like that, and they move forward and they're both successful. And that's what we need to get back to.
Yeah, I agree with you. We really need to start teaching our people about how capitalism actually works and why they're where they're at today. And you know what? We don't have enough time. We're going to run out of time for this. David, tell people how they can get a copy of your book, how they can find any of your writings, or where you might be soon.
They go to my blog or site, The Devil at Our Doorstep.com, and they can see my newsletters and read my blogs and get my book at a discount. And I wish they'd do it because I want to wake up America and make it great again.
Hey, David, always a pleasure to have you with me. I'm Joe, senior host, just on the Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We're going to talk about two things in the next hour. One is your finances. Two is professors who call white people inhuman. Should they be allowed to teach? We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe, senior host. You listen to the Real Side.